This is Union Redskins Football.
Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm.
On News 102.3 KRMG. KRMG.
Davis back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
first. I am the down the left field line. Is it enough? Goal!
Eddie wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
Oh,
force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Well, good morning and welcome to H.A. Chapman Stadium along Glenn Dobbs Drive on the campus of the University of Tulsa. We're today in the state 6A1 semifinals. The Broken Arrow Tigers will take on your Union Redskins. I am Rick Corey, joined by Zach Jones. Doc Blevins on the field. Richard and Jay Johns are here as well. And on this very chilly, blustery day, 51 degrees, winds northwest at 17 miles an hour, Zach, certainly the passing game will be somewhat affected. Now, as a former quarterback, how much do you really worry about throwing against into or crossways in a wind like that?
I think crossways is usually the most difficult, but if the wind's blowing, it does a couple things to your ball that if you throw a tight spiral, it really doesn't affect you too much. You just kind of have to adjust for that. But if you throw one loose, look out because it'll float on you.
26-15, Union beat Broken Arrow beginning this season, and of course beat Broken Arrow last year in the playoffs by a score of 40-24. This has been a rivalry, if you will, that has been dominated by Union. Now, when a team beats you consistently, and Broken Arrow's only won two of the last, 106 games or whatever, against this Union football team, what does it get in your head?
Well, it certainly gets in your head, but what it does to a team that you're really trying to build like Coach Alexander is it really starts to drive the motivation and really puts a thorn in your side to say, hey, look, we've got to get after this team and find a way to beat them, and they've been trying to do that, and they didn't give up in the preseason game.
Well, speaking of the coaches, let's find out what Kirk Frederick thinks about this game.
Time to check in with Union football head coach Kirk Frederick for Coach's Keys to the Game.
What's the key to stopping them?
You've got to match how physical they're going to be. Probably the most aggressive unit of offensive linemen we faced. And not only physical at the snap, but they stay with you the entire game. And we're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to tackle well. There may be big plays here or there, but it's the physical play inside the trenches in this game.
And defensively, what do they show you?
You know, they've only given up 28 points, I think, in every game except for the Owosso game. And it was more than that because they had an interception, I think, for a touchdown. And then a kick return that was way down there. So very stingy defense.
And so what do you have to do to counter that?
Well, we've got to be patient. Offensively, you get in a point where you try to make big plays, and they're just too sound to be able to get those big plays. You've got to be patient and get on some long drives and then finish in the red zone. You know, we've struggled in the red zone. The first game we kicked 4 field goals, and we've got to change some of those field goals into touchdowns.
What's your overall key to walking out with victory this afternoon?
Score one more point. You know, it's, in the playoffs, that's all you're looking for is just find a way to win and move on to the next round.
Final question, because everybody asked me, we win today.
Here today at H.A. Chapman Stadium. And let's get back to that final question. And that question is, what happens when you play a team twice in 1 year, every year?
In both directions. And then, you know, obviously the motivation of, you know, if you...
What particular challenges does it give you when you're playing somebody a second time?
You're definitely more familiar with the team, and they are as with you. And so you start to understand their personnel a little bit better and how they're trying to use their personnel. So advantage or disadvantage, I guess, probably in both directions. And then, you know, obviously the motivation of, you know, if you win that game, human nature for them to be a little more motivated to try to win the second one. So it makes it a lot tougher. We know that we're going to get their best shot.
Where has Union improved the most, do you think, from day one?
Our punting game has improved quite a bit. Obviously, the experience in our quarterback as well has improved. And then we feel like we've made the greatest improvement in the offensive line because we're only returning two starters there, and that group of guys has had to grow up this season.
Well, that is Kirk Frederick, the head football coach of the Union Redskins. Zach, what is it like playing a team twice? Back in the Talons days, Arkansas every year,
sometimes
a couple of times.
Right?
Oklahoma City. How difficult is it if you've dominated a team consistently?
I do think it's very difficult because they kind of see your tendencies, and they kind of, you know, when you lose enough times, you try to figure out what in the world is it that they're beating us with. And after time and time again, like you said, it's like 89-3 or something in the overall series. And, you know, Coach Alexander's a smart guy. He's got some really good coaches in position. And you know they've been studying the film over the last week and definitely after the loss. So they're going to try to find some different ways to manipulate and work the defense and even against the offense. And like you see, that they've been outscoring everybody. And I think the only way that you see where they've given up and some of the holes in their defense actually where maybe Union can take advantage is in the rushing game. They've really outweighed the given up yards versus gained yards.
Well, if you take a look at that, as a matter of fact, broken out rushes for 235 a game. Union rushes for 196. Captains are out on the field right now. Patrick Fields, Braden Spicer, C.J. Moore. And you're also looking at Tyler Fisher out there for Union as the coin flip's going on. The Redskins dressed in all black. Looks like Broken Arrow has won the toss and deferred, so Union will take the ball. And with the wind blowing like it is here, it'll be a big decision to make. Now, that wind has changed from south to north to sideways, east and west here several times. Union will receive, and they will be heading from south to north. Redskins, as I mentioned, in the all-black, the red and white stripes on the pants, the white numbers and the silver helmets. Broken Arrow in their gold pants, white jerseys, and the black helmet. And Union says, and it's always important for them, that the black comes out during the playoffs. It's a mental thing, but it does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It's the, you know, they always say put your suit on, put your best on, and feel good, play good. And last week I was standing on the field talking to Coach, and he looked down and he goes, man, those unis look good. And he goes, those guys are just hype when we put them on. So it's really awesome.
It does make a difference. So today Union will run out there offensively. The receivers, of course, will be Avery Alverson, number four. He comes in with 492 yards and 8 touchdowns. Impressively, a 23.4 yards per catch average. A.K. Wilson, of course, is a terrific player. 68 catches for 848 yards and 6 touchdowns. Averages 12.5 a reception. And, of course, you look at number 35, C.J. Moore, the Oklahoma State commit. 6'5", 180 pounds. He comes into this game with just such remarkable, remarkable stats. At 36 catches for 612 yards, 12 touchdowns. He averages 17 yards a catch, and he's caught balls averaging 80 yards per game. At the running back, of course, is going to be else, Darius Boone has just been nothing short of remarkable lately. He has 1,352 yards and 15 touchdowns on the year. He's averaging 123 yards a game and 6.8 yards a carry. And what's impressive about that, Zach, is he shared time earlier on with Kevion, yet those are tremendous numbers.
Yeah, it was funny when they played Owosso the first time, and Kevion, I think he had 309 yards, which is really interesting because 2 weeks ago, the same thing for Boone. And really, it is pretty interesting because they were splitting time. They were really doing that platoon shift in and out. And when Kevion went down, he took off. Boone really got after it.
Now, the quarterback, of course, is Peyton Thompson. He is the 190-pound junior. He's thrown the ball for 2,308 yards this year, 67% completion rate, 32 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. And that cheer you hear is Union coming onto the field. The Redskins are the home team, so they're on the near side, the press box side, and Broken Arrow on that far side. Other receivers to look for here tonight, Ettrick Logan and Anthony Davis, Brentavious White, guys who you might see in the game. The other guys you're going to see, of course, are the guys up front. Number 51, Ricky Stromberg at left tackle, 78, Quentin Barnes at left guard, 77, Tanner Ford at center, 62, Alfonso Gallegos at right guard, and Mario Rowland, the big senior, 6'2", 240, will be the right tackle, and your tight ends today will be Brock Henry and Lawrence Harris. For Broken Arrow, you're going to see tremendous, tremendous defensive front, and they're going to rotate a lot of guys in there, but there are a couple of people out there to really keep your eye on. Kaiser Newell is one of them. He comes into this game with 25 tackles for losses. He has just been everywhere for these guys this year. Also, Dayton Ross, who's got 32 stops. But you look at Mark Zaccalisi, 85 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and an interception. He's been everywhere. So we're ready to get this game underway. Union again in the all-black. We'll send Alex Davis, and AK back deep to receive. They will again be going from right to left. That is from south to north. Broken Arrow set to kick off. In their basic straight line as always. Kicking is going to be Kyle Wright. He is lined up and ready. Whistle blows and we're underway. Kickoff's going to be a little short, and it might actually go out of bounds. Nope, that carried toward the end with a little bit of wind and goes through the back of the end zone. So Union will start at their own 20-yard line. And we talked about this offense today. Obviously, with the wind blowing like this, it's going to be difficult to throw. You've got to make sure that you've got your running game rolling. Now, one other thing to look at, though, as we watch this early on, is how that wind is down there. Up here, we're talking about high winds. The two old flags here, the Oklahoma flag and the American flag, are almost straight out, and at this point, almost pointed directly to the south. So we'll get Doc Levins to tell us what it's like down there in a minute.
Well, you know they're going to be amped up. They run out on the first play. This is just one of those things where you're just feeling it for the fall.
So here we go. Redskins set up on the far hash mark. They will come out with four receivers, three to the near side, one to the far. Thompson is in the shotgun, Boone to his right. First and 10, Redskins at the 20. Quick handoff left side to Darius Boone, and he gets forward across the 20, across the 25, still breaking tackles, 30, 35-yard line, Darius Boone. Oh, Devin Clayton finally brought him down after a gain of 15, but Darius had a small hole at first and just created his own.
That was a nice, just quick play action to the outside, looking like they're going to run a spot pass, and then just make Darius run right up the middle.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, Redskins now at their own 35-yard line. Quick handoff again to Boone, and this time he is taken down right at the 37. Big arm got out there and grabbed him. I think that was Kaiser Newell, and it looked like for a second it almost might be a horse collar. They're only going to give him about two. It'll be second and eight.
That was a big hole, and that tackle really saved it. That was a huge lead up in there by the left tackle, and that was about to be a big one.
At the 37-yard line, second and eight Redskins just underway here. First period, no score. Four receivers, two to either side. Thompson in the shotgun. Darius Boone to his left. Thompson with the snap, rolling left. Now looks to throw, does. Complete to C.J. Moore at the 44-yard line. He's going to be just short of the first down, I believe. Miles Slusher was there. Zach Marcolisi as well. They'll mark him at the 44. It'll be a big third down and one for the Redskins.
Coach Kirk's got them rolling right now. They're really not doing anything outside of what they should do, so this is awesome. In the playoffs, you just got to play within yourself and get kind of warmed up, and they're doing a great job of that right now.
And right now, it's all about the first down at the 44-yard line. Union, it's third down and a little less than one. Four receivers all to the right side. Boone in the shotgun, set to the right of Thompson. Thompson hands to Boone. Darius, big hole across midfield. Darius Boone to the 47 of Broken Arrow. Austin Garrison with the tackle, but that's good for nine and a first down, and the Redskins now in Broken Arrow territory at the Tigers 47.
Gashing them on the ground. Like I said, they've given up more yards on the ground than they've gained, but their average is about giving up 3.9. Right now, they've probably the first couple yards have gained about 10 yards per carry.
Yeah, the Redskins want to keep them spread. Four receivers, two to either side. Lawrence Harris, the tight end, one of those far side. Again, Thompson in the shotgun at the Broken Arrow 47. Hands off to Boone, coming to the left, to the outside. He's at the 45. He's ahead to the 42-yard line. Run out of bounds at the 42-yard line by a couple of players, Miles Slusher and Damian Everett. That's going to be a good gain of about six. It'll be second down and four, and Union is quickly to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're keeping that motion moving. In the cold game, these big guys can run a lot harder, a lot faster. I think they're going to keep them on the fast pace.
And that spread is having a lot to do with what's happening there. At the Broken Arrow 41, second and four, Union. Thompson, hands off right side to Boone. Through a hole, 45, down to the 35, pardon me, to the inside the 30. It was Dayton Ross who might have saved the touchdown, or Peyton Ross, pardon me, might have saved the touchdown. He goes to the 31-yard line, another first down run for the Redskins.
Great start right now by Quentin Barnes. He's made some huge blocks already. That one kicked out the linebacker, blitzing on the around the corner, and is what opened up that run.
When you got the four wide like they are in Union again, now first and 10 at the Tigers, 31-yard line, just underway first half, first quarter, pardon me, no score here. Now Thompson in the shotgun again. He's going to hand off to Darius Boone again, and Boone's going to get it to the outside at the 30, cuts back there. He won't get much more. Down to around the 28-yard line. It was once again Damian Everett who came into this game with 28 tackles. He's already got a couple more. That's good for about three. We'll call it second and seven.
Well, this is really just good football right now. Like I said, they're playing within themselves. They're splitting them wide, so they've only got four men rushing with a linebacker kind of spying on Darius.
And now they'll bring that tight end in for the first time, a three wide receiver set, all to the near side on second and seven. Thompson with a shotgun rolls to his left. Going to have to hurry. Fires that ball, and it's complete to C.J. Moore at the 20-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down. It was good pressure in there by Devin Clayton. He was able to hit Peyton right at the end, but that's going to be good for eight and another first down. They'll move it to the 20-yard line of Broken Arrow.
They're going to man him up out there on defense, and I think they did a good job. That's the right route call. So Peyton did what he did, or what he needed to, is take that route and get what he could. But he had a huge Alverson crossing routes, going back across the grain.
9:58 to go in this first period. No score, but the Redskins on the drive. First and 10 at the Broken Arrow 20. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone to his left. Snap. Quick throw to the right side, complete to A.K. Wilson. A.K. inside the 20, down to around the 15-yard line. He won't go any further than that. He was jumped on by several Tigers, including Gary Mossop. But that's a good first. Give him about four. We'll call it the second six. Now at the 17 of Broken Arrow.
Good job there, just getting the ball outside and making something happen. And a great job by the defense. The DBs for the Broken Arrow Tigers are fast and furious, so they're going to kind of stay up in their face today.
So they'll call it second and four. Ball at the 17. They'll need the 11 for the first down. Union driving now in Broken Arrow territory. Four receivers, three to the near side, one to the far. That's Alverson. Thompson in the shotgun. Has the snap. Quick throw left side. This time to A.K. Wilson, who cannot get off a block or can't get away from the tackle. Pardon me. C.J. Moore could not get Miles Slusher blocked, and he's going to lose 2 yards. They'll mark him back at the 19-yard line, and it's going to be third down and 9 now for the Redskins.
You don't see that too often. C.J. usually secures his block pretty good, but a bobbled catch there by A.K. and just really wasn't able to convert, but that's okay.
They're going to mark it back all the way to the 21-yard line, so we're actually looking at third and 10. 8:54 to go first period. No score. Redskins moving in Broken Arrow territory. Hard count there by Peyton Thompson to try to draw Broken Arrow off. Did not work. Four wide receivers, the two to the near side are Moore and Harris, to the far side, Alverson and Wilson. Peyton calls the play and comes back to the line of scrimmage. You're going to have to hurry. Only 7 on the play clock. Now motion by Moore, left to right. Thompson has the snap. Back to throw. Throws left side to Darius Boone, and he's cracked right away. That was Miles Slusher. No chance for Darius right there, and Union's going to have fourth down and about 13. They lost 3, and here comes number 99, Noah Rauschenberg. Now, Rauschenberg is, he's not automatic, but he's pretty close. 14 of 19 this year. His long is from 50, but there is a pretty howling wind down there, and the ball's going to be set at the 32-yard line, so we're looking at a 42-yard attempt with some swirling wind. And Doc Blevins, if you're listening down there, turn your mic on and tell us a little bit about what the wind is like at field level.
Well, the wind is about at field level like it is up in the stands. It's very very profound down here. And Noah sometimes lets the wind kind of get in his head. Let's see.
Well, Noah puts this one, the foot to this one, and it's going to be just off to the right and no good. Rauschenberg missed that one. Ooh. And so Broken Arrow will take the football. And you know, whether or not that you let that get in his head, the thing is that the wind absolutely affected that kick. He kicked the thing, and it got held up pretty quickly, then drifted to the right. So it's going to be first and 10 now for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Doc Wellens?
Sometimes he will try to overkick. I don't know what else you can do, but just try to kick it harder in this wind. But sometimes that does affect his accuracy.
Yeah, I think we've seen that a couple times this year. On the longer field goals, he really kind of maybe gets under it more than drives it. And it looks like that was maybe one of those cases.
So that long drive comes up to nothing for Broker for Union. 7:43 to go, first period. First time Broken Arrow has the football. Cortez, the quarter, is the running back. Under center is Lafayette Wright. Wright turns and hands to Cortez, and he'll be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. He might have gotten one. Interior, that Union defense all over that. One of the first guys up off the bottom was Elijah Tomlin. Also, I see Kenya Walker getting up off the bottom. We'll call it second down and 9. This Broken Arrow team with Lafayette Wright, he's a 54, 1,760 yards, 19 touchdowns, and just 3 interceptions. They'll send 3 receivers to the left in a stack. The guy in the back of that will be Kaiser. Once again, Cortez will be the up back. Wright has the snap, hands to Cortez, left side, lot of room, 25. Cortez across the 30. Cortez, 35, he's toward the 40-yard line. JT McLeod knocks him out of bounds, but he gets all the way to the 41-yard line. That's a 21-yard gain for Broken Arrow on a first down.
Well, that was just great blocking in there. They had a great hole set up on the outside or the inside, and then that stack receiver set on the outside did a great job engaging the DBs and didn't let them off.
So first and 10, Broken Arrow, no score. Union and BA, 7 minutes to go here in this first period. They'll send 2 receivers, 1 to either side. Kaiser is the far receiver. Cortez is in the single setback position next to Lafayette Wright. At their own 41-yard line, Wright will turn and hand once again to Cortez left side, and he's not going to get anything. He got stacked up by Braden Spicer. The original play out there by Elijah turned that thing back. It'll be second and 10.
That's a good job by the defense. They're going to have to stay after Cortez. That first meeting we had early in the season, Cortez continued to just drive the ball, and it was hot and early, and he never gave up. So this guy's going to run hard all night. You know it.
They actually gave him a yard. I'm surprised by that. So they'll mark it at the 42. We'll call it second and 9. Kaiser to the far side, 2 receivers to the near. Eye setback behind Wright. He's going to turn and hand to the fullback, who breaks across the 45 to the 47-yard line, near the 48-yard line. It was Kaiser Newell who had that carry. No, actually, that was Cortez again.
Yeah, they put him at
the
fullback.
They lined him at fullback, yeah, at the fullback spot. Got him off of the bottom of that pile is Patrick Fields. So a big third down and 3 coming up for Broken Arrow. At their own 48, they'll need Union's 49. There's no score, 6:34 to play here in this first period.
Yeah, they just ran a quick curl trap, but they put Cortez down in the fullback to try to get the ball in his hands more.
They're going to go with 3 receivers, 2 to either side on this big third down and 3 for Broken Arrow at their own 48. Right, has the snap, hands to Cortez, and he's going to lose 2. Broken Arrow loses two, stacked up. It was Kenya Walker and Elijah Tomlin into that backfield. That'll push him back to the 46-yard line and make it 4th and 5 for the Tigers.
I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see some chicanery today, like little tricks here and there, but that was one that, you know, they came the right pressure to the outside on the left side, and Elijah Thomas was in the backfield waiting for him to come at him, which is awesome defense.
Well, it looks like they've sent out Cody Madison to kick this thing away from their own 46-yard line. Landon Wood is standing back at Union's 15. No score between these two. Good snap. There's the punt, and it's a good one, and the wind's going to help it. Landon's going to have an opportunity to return. It takes him back to the 5-yard line, going to his right at the 10, and he's going to be swallowed up right around the 15-yard line. And that's a good, good job by that Broken Arrow return team. It was Caleb Sepulpa that made that play, and the Redskins will have it 1st and 10 at their own 15-yard line. So 5:38 to go first period. No score. Each team with a drive, a little success, but no points.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised there, or I wouldn't be shocked if they would have let that one go. That was a great punt, probably the best punt we've seen from any punter all year. Huge spiral, and run. It was going to run deep, and he caught it about the 5. I think I would have maybe just let that one drop in the end zone.
You know, I don't think he realized how far it was pushing him back, because he's standing up around the 15, and sometimes it's just hard to tell. So the Redskins come out for their second possession. Again, no score, 5:38 to go. First period, Union and Broken Arrow in the 6A1 semifinals. A.K. Wilson will be coming in at that running back slot. Now AK's going to split out, and we'll have 5 receivers. One of those is the tight end Harris, who's now a slot on the left side. Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. Here comes AK in motion. They'll hand to Wilson coming to the left side. He's got some room across the 15, cuts back there, but gets knocked down around the 19-yard line. Gary Mossop was there. So that's a long 4-yard gain. It took him, what, about 40 yards to get the 4?
Yeah, AK does a lot of those jet sweeps across the formation, runs 50 and gets about 5, and he's got to be in good shape for that. But good job there by getting the corner, and I think maybe Elijah Harris maybe got a little away with a hold. Sorry.
Darius Boone back into the game. 2nd down and 6 for Union at their own 19-yard line. They'll turn and hand to Boone. He jumps up inside, tries to make a big jump cut, pushes forward across the 20, but Broken Arrow did a nice job of jumping in there on that one. It was Stephen Adcock who made that play, and it's going to be 3rd down and again about 3. They'll mark Union at their own 22-yard line. They need the 25. No score. 4:52 to play here in this first period.
Still 4 wide, and you know, I think they're going to try to split them out and run that ball, but I think this is one of those ones where you just kind of set back. You need 5 yards. Just go get it.
There are the four wide, as Zach said. 2 receivers to either side. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone to his right. Teams are ready. There's the snap. Quick throw left side, and that goes to C.J. Moore. He makes the catch right at the 25, but then he cut back, and when he did, he fell down short of the first down. But Miles Fisher made that play. I think Union's going to be about a 1/2 yard short.
And I think you're right.
You got a big, big call here. Now, they're going to go ahead and mark it right at the 25, and they're going to mark that a 1st down. Boy, that is fortunate for Union. And David Alexander's not real happy.
Well, when C.J. caught that ball in a 4th down, you got to tuck your head and get the 1st down. He went to do a spin move and got caught going backwards.
Well, Union's going to be very lucky on that one. They'll get the 1st down. Now 1st and 10 at their own 25. 4:22 to play. 1st quarter. No score. Union and Broken Arrow. Thompson in the shotgun. He pump fakes. Now looks. Now he's going to throw to Alverson. Avery Alverson wide open at the 40. Oh, and Avery's tripped up and goes down at midfield. Miles Slusher dives at his ankles. And if it were not for that dive, number 4 is in the end zone. They'll mark him at the Union 48. That'll be a 1st down for the Redskins after that 17-yard gain.
Slusher saved the day on that one. Alverson is super fast and just didn't have enough time to hit the gas, and that was a super close one.
All right, so 1st and 10 Redskins. The ball set almost right in the middle of the big Tulsa logo at the 48-yard line. Motion by A.K. Wilson. They're going to hand it to A.K. once again. He has blockers in front, but he's going to get popped from behind. He dropped the football, and Broken Arrow might have it. No, A.K. got it back. Gary Mossop just hit him, I mean, hard in the back. AK trying to cut back, lost 5, and he dropped the football, but was able to get it back. It'll be 2nd and 15.
That was a huge hit. He wasn't prepared for that. Mossop came up from behind him and really just jarred that ball loose, and I'm surprised he could find it.
Well, the big thing about that jet sweep is you've done the same thing all year. You're going to have to come up with something off that by now. So we're going to call it 2nd and 14, actually. The ball at Union's 44. They need the 42 of Broken Arrow. No score. 1st quarter of this Union Broken Arrow semifinal game. Snap to Thompson. He'll hand off to Darius Boone, and Darius breaks 1 tackle but can't break the 2nd. He's across the 45. Juan Mendez, the guy that dragged him down. They'll give him about 3, and so it's going to be a big 3rd down and 11 for Union. They're going to be in Broken Arrow almost in Broken Arrow territory. Ball marked at the 46-yard line.
We saw a little bit of this the first time we met. They just continue to stay after it. This defense is fast, and like I said, they've played enough and lost enough times. They want to show that they can win.
So, again, 2 receivers to either side, Moore and Alverson to the near side. It's going to be Wilson and Lawrence Harris, the tight end to the far side. Third down, and we'll call it 13. The ball's just at the Union 46. They need the 42 of Broken Arrow. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone to his right. Now here comes motion by Wilson, but he's going to turn upfield. Snap to Peyton. Peyton has time. Throws short. Wide open is A.K. Wilson. He's got the first down to the 40-yard line of Broken Arrow. Inside that to the 37. Nobody covered A.K. on the little swing route. Final tackle in there by Damian Everett. Also Zach Marcolisi, and that's a first down. That's going to be good for 17.
Rick, they call that the Big 12 fourth down or third down play. They run everybody deep and run a slot underneath the formation, and everyone's gone. And just like you saw there, there was no one around him.
So now at the 37 of Broken Arrow, no score, but between Union and the Tigers. 2:31 to go in this first period, a fast-moving first period. First and 10 for the Redskins. A.K. Wilson is going to be lined up in the backfield. Or no, pardon me, it's Lawrence Harris in the backfield, so he's going to be that short slot guy again for receivers. Now A.K. comes in motion. The fake to A.K. Thompson, he wants to go deep, and he throws it deep to C.J. Moore, but throws it past everybody, and Broken Arrow had great coverage anyway. There were two Broken Arrow Tigers out there. One of those was Everett, and the other one was Miles Slusher. Even if that ball's thrown well, I think it's incomplete, so it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, he may have forced that one just trying to make something big happen in a big game, and like Coach said, you can't try to make big plays happen. You just got to let them happen. That was into double coverage, and thankfully enough, it was too long.
So it'll be second and 10. The ball at the 37-yard line of Broken Arrow. Now 2:13 to play. First period, no score between these two. Second possession for the Redskins. Again, Harris is the short slot in this game. Thompson has Harris in motion in the shotgun. Thompson's going to hand to Darius Boone. He's got a hole. 30. Darius Boone, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Union. Darius Boone split that middle. 37 yards for the score. Brilliant block by Harris. And Union's on the board 6-0.
That was gorgeous. They ran right after Lawrence Harris on the right side, so they didn't have to pull anybody. Harris makes a great kick-out block, and there was two linebackers and a safety that all dove at Darius Boone. And that guy, when he's running hard, you can't stop him with a hand tackle, and he ran two or three of them and off to the races.
And now Noah Rauschenberg on for the extra point. And considering what we see with that win, these extra points are big plays. It's not a given. Cade Brown will snap. Davis will hold. There's the snap. There's the hold. The kick is up, and it's good. So with 2:05 to go in this first period, the Redskins draw first blood. Union 7, Broken Arrow nothing. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
I'm Jim Ebinger, CEO of Renew Sleep Solutions. Are you ready to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea without a big, bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery? The Renew Sleep System is the FDA-cleared, compact, comfortable, custom-fit solution that's proven to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea. Many have already met their deductible for the year, so there may be little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Call 918-238-3001. That's 918-238-3001. Or go to renewsleep.com.
While playing for the Sooners, I was fortunate to be on some great teams. And now I'm on another great team at State Farm. This is Matt McCoy, and I'd like for you to meet my championship team that I've put together 81st and 129th. It's a team that works hard to make your life easier and more comfortable, whether it's your home insurance, business insurance, life insurance, or your auto insurance. Call us at 918-615-6634. Or come by and let us lead you across the goal line at 81st and 129th.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to H.A. Chapman Stadium on the campus of the University of Tulsa. It is the state 6A1 semifinals. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Union leading now 7-0 after a 9-play, 85-yard drive. It took 3 minutes and 35 seconds. Darius Boone's 37-yard run and the extra point makes it 7-0. Boone now 9 carries for 58 yards. Ball blows off the tee now as Union prepares to kick off. Noah Rauschenberg will approach, and they may have Davis actually hold this ball. And this is also going to be important. He's going to be kicking into the wind or into that wind right there. Kick returners are going to be Marcolisi, looks like. Actually, pardon me, let's take a look. Dalen Poole is going to be one of those guys back. And I think the other might be Kaiser, but it's hard to tell right now until he turns sideways.
12 and 24.
All right, so it's Drew Posey. Drew Posey and Dalen Poole are the guys back. Union now set, leading 7-0 here near the end of the first quarter, 2 minutes to play. The approach, and it's going to be very high and short. That ball's going to be killed down to the 10-yard line, taken right there by Posey. And he's got room up to the 25 to the 30. He'll go across that to the 33-yard line. Tackle in there by Union. I think that was Grant Crooms who made that play. So that'll take that ball all the way to the 33, and it'll be first and 10 right there for Broken Arrow.
Another big defensive stand is what the Redskins need to put up here, really kind of establish where they are on defense. And so far this season, they've been great on defense, and this is no time to let off.
All right, so Broken Arrow, first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Once again, Lafayette Wright will be their quarterback. Two receivers to either side, Kaiser to the near, and Cortez is the setback. Straight back to pass is Wright. Now he's got pressure running. He's going to have to throw that thing away, and he does. It was Nate Raper who finally got there, and he drags him down. He was trying to go left side to Kaiser, but could not. Good coverage. It'll be second and 10.
They did a great job in there. They blitzed right off the bat. They blitzed
Nate.
Nate Raper came second. I couldn't think of Spicer. I'm seeing him watch his hair flow in the wind out there. But they blitzed him up in there, and he really caused some chaos. And then Raper followed it up and got the pressure.
You're not jealous of the hair, are you?
Not anymore.
All right, good.
Once upon a time, yeah.
Second and 10 now for Broken Arrow, trailing Union 7-0. A minute 54 to go here in the first period of this State 6A1 semifinal. Right in the shotgun is going to turn and hand to Cortez, and he'll be gummed up right at the line of scrimmage. He might have gotten a yard. Looks like Jordan Kelly was one of the guys off the bottom of that pile. And I also see Elijah Tomlin getting up off the bottom there. And the other guy is, who else? Kenya Walker. And so it's going to be third down and 9, and a big third down for Broken Arrow. If they go 3 and out right after Union scores and Union's about to get the win, that could be trouble for the Tigers.
One of those stats we looked at here pregame was that they're 36 of 112 on third down, which is only 32% conversion ratio.
So third down and 9. Now we're going to call it that. The ball set at the 34-yard line. They're going to need the 44. To get there. Quick snap to Lafayette Wright. He's going to swing it out to the right to Cortez, and he's going to get run down. Matter of fact, he got maybe two. Boy, that was a really nice play by Daylon Figures and Landon Wood. They may not give him anything. I think he's going to lose one. They'll mark it back at the 32-yard line, and it's going to be 4th and 9 now, and Broken Arrow's going to have to kick it away.
That's a big play by Figures, because if he doesn't get off that block to the outside, there's a lot more room for Cortez to make some adjustments. He had to slow down was what caused that whole thing.
Roger Hayes will actually come in to kick this thing away. Landon Wood, who had to back up last time, is going to be back around the 25-yard line of Union. 44 seconds to play first period. This punt's going to be much shorter. It's going to be a tumbling kick that hits around the 34. They're going to get away from it and let it die right there, so it'll be good field position for Union. It'll be killed at the 28-yard line. So with 32 seconds to play in this first period and a 7-0 lead, the Redskins will have to go against the wind for about another half minute. And the way this game is moving with handing the ball off enough, Zach, I don't think that's going to be a real big deal.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I think it would continue to do that. I don't really worry about the quarter end right now. You want to put points on the board before half, but you've got plenty of time to do that, so no rush.
So 1st and 10 Redskins. They're up 7-0, 32 seconds to play in a fast-moving first period. They'll be at the 28-yard line, right at the bottom of the American Athletic Association logo here at TU. From right to left, that is from south to north. Four receivers out there. One of those, once again, the big tight end, Harris. They've kept him spread the entire game. Thompson in the shotgun, Boone to his left. There's the snap and the handoff to Darius Boone, and he's not going to have much, if anything. But Elias Betts was there right away. I think he lost a half yard. So we'll call it 2nd down and 11. And now the quandary is, if you do it consistently, you have to have something else off of it to get them out of that defense.
Yeah, it's a great time to throw in some play action if you're just going to continue to run the same. You know, they go back to the well. You've got to have some counteraction off of that.
Well, I think what Union's going to do right now is let the clock run out so the quarter switches. There's 21 on the play clock, 6 on the game clock, and that's exactly what they'll do. So we'll come to the end of the first period, and it'll be a Redskins lead by a score of 7-0, and they'll have 2nd and 11 when we come back. This is Union RMG.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Removing a large tree can be difficult if you don't have the right tools or expertise for the job. That's why the certified arborist at Rickert Tree Service have specialized equipment most others don't, like their backyard crawler lift and crane that makes removing large trees quicker, safer, and more cost-effective.